This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 320. Five writing worries that will lower your score.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, find out the five ways you will get nervous on the writing test and find out what to do. What's shaking, Jessica? How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing good. You know what's funny, Lindsay? When I talk to students sometimes for like the power hour or the VIP lessons or something, that's the first thing they say. They're like, hey, what's shaking?
Really? That's so funny.
I know, it's awesome.
I love that.
But that's, you know, that we say this sometimes, guys, and I hope you're listening, that the beginning of the episodes, this, you know, like 2 to 5 minute, you know, like back and forth sort of stuff, this conversation, this is where you get that slang. This is where you get those like native speaker idioms and that stuff that really, do not come from textbooks. These are the things that impress the examiners. It's like that, right? Like if I hear a student say like, what's shaking? I was like, hey, you're cool. Like you can say more stuff than a student. That's awesome.
And the other thing is, this is where we get the language that connects you with people. Like, I'm afraid that, I mean, obviously what we learn in textbooks, what we learn in classes will connect us because it'll help us communicate. But there are little ways we can make our language a little bit more interesting and more colorful, more endearing to other people. Right?
More endearing. I love that. But that's true. Yeah. I mean, imagine if, you know, listeners, if an American came to your culture, right? And nobody spoke English. I know this is like a far off fantasy because there are always somebody that speaks English. But what if, you know, an American came and was trying to speak just elementary Chinese or elementary Arabic that they'd gotten just from a textbook, right? Mm-hmm. Is that the way you guys talk to each other? No. And it's the same in English. I mean, we touch on this in the course for sure, because that's how you get a higher IELTS score, is by having that lexical flexibility, right? The slang, the idioms, the natural ways of connecting your ideas. So for sure that's touched on in the course, but it's these elements of speech that connect you in real life.
Oh, yeah. No, it's huge. It's huge. And nobody connects with a robot. That's kind of the key piece that we've said before. No one wants to connect with you, and no one will if you speak like a robot.
Yeah.
And it'll be lonely.
And if you speak like a robot, those, you know, that's like a 5.5 on the speaking test. So,
trying to get away from that. Well, speaking of our scores here, today we're actually not talking about speaking, but we're talking about writing, right? Because there are a lot of mistakes that happen when we get nervous. What do you do when you get nervous, Jessica? Do you start to sweat or do you shake? What happens?
Oh, God. When I get nervous, my mind goes blank. When I get nervous, like all I can think about are my worries. You know what I mean? Like I can't focus outside myself. So when I get nervous, it's all like wrapped up in my head and just like anxiety and tension and What about you? How do you feel when you're nervous?
Yeah, it's very inconvenient, right? I mean, the walls kind of close in my head. I feel like there's not a lot of breathing space, and I sweat and my mind definitely goes blank, unfortunately. And it's usually when you need your mind to be working well.
Of course.
That happens. And that's, but I mean, one thing we can do is we can know how we tend to react. That's why in our course, I love that we have the anti-anxiety module, right? Because in that module, guys, we show you exactly the parts of each part of the test, reading, writing, speaking, listening, where you're likely to get nervous, and we show you what to do, how to combat that.
Yeah, it really makes it explicit. I mean, it's not just like, I don't know, I feel like most teachers, if you say like, what do I do when I get nervous on IELTS exam day? They'd be like, just take a deep breath, calm down or whatever. Like, okay, like, that's Thanks. Too general, you guys.
Yeah.
Like I love reading the progress checks, the check-ins that students make when they finish each module. When they finish the anti-anxiety module, like they have such clear tools for dealing with the difficult issues that happen on exam day. And so the comments they make, it's great, man. Like they've really thought about it. They've really learned the exact things to do, to say, to feel, to overcome the anxiety. Yeah. So it's like on the listening test, I will do A, B, and C. And it's like very specific tools, they're armed with these like weapons to like shoot down the anxiety. Even just making it explicit, just spelling it all out gives them this confidence and this extra level of relaxation that other students cannot access on exam day.
That's it. It's huge when you name something, right? Name it, you anticipate it, whether it's happening currently or whether it's likely to happen in the future. We name it. We say that's going to happen. That's happening right now. All of a sudden it dissipates. Like the energy in the thing can dissipate, right?
Yeah.
It's like popping a balloon. Right. And then we can actually do something about it. Yeah.
It's true. Yeah. Just like directly, like head on meeting that challenge, meeting that anxiety.
Yeah.
So today we're going to share some of these, of these, times that like so many students, this is what happens on the writing test when they get nervous. We've seen this again and again. We know what happens, guys. We know when and where you mess up because we see it all the time. And so that's why we're naming it for you. So hopefully this won't happen to you.
Definitely. Definitely. And of course, in our course, we go into a much more step-by-step process for helping you work through this, guys. But these are just a few tips today here. So what's the first place, Jessica, that we're likely to get nervous on writing task one or task two?
So yeah, we had an episode about this recently, guys. So it will be linked to in the blog. So listen to that. But in sum, if you read the test, task two question too quickly, and maybe you misread just one word, okay? This could throw you off topic. You're not going to write about something totally not related to the topic, but it will be off topic. You are veering to the left or the right. This could bring down your score to a 5. Right? Ooh. Yeah. So, I mean, listen to that episode. It will be linked out in the blog, linked to in the blog. But that is something that I see every week, guys. So we need
a shame.
Yeah. But if you know that that's possible, you will force yourself to slow down and read carefully. And that's also true for task one. Okay. In task one, guys, IELTS loves to put very important information in very small words. So, for example, like on the side of the graph, they'll have like the numbers or percentages or whatever, right? And then next to that, in very small words, vertically, it'll say numbers in metric tons or numbers in millions, numbers in pounds, something like that. If you don't read that, you're not going to be using the numbers correctly. You're going to be mislabeling every number you put in your essay. So that's another time when people are nervous and they just skip a couple steps, right? They don't read everything. And then their score is lower because they're writing about the wrong things.
Oh God. And that's obviously an area where we can avoid wasting the money of having to take the test again, right? What a shame. Yeah. When we talked about we always talk about how expensive this exam is, $200 or more. Every time you take this, guys, you're throwing money down the toilet when you don't pay attention, close attention to the test question. Okay.
Exactly. That's why, I mean, stuff like information like this is so important. You have to control what you can, right? Mm. So you have to be forewarned of the possible dangers, just like you have to be forewarned of exactly what the examiner is looking for. It's this explicitness that gives you the confidence, that gives you this level of preparation that other students don't have, that end up taking the test 6 to 10 times because they're not prepared, right?
Yeah. No, that's right. Exactly. Exactly. So that's the first thing. The first area we're likely to get nervous and what not to do, guys, is you're misreading the test question. why was Ana Luisa Alves able to move her scores in speaking from an 8 to a 9, in writing from a 6 to a 7.5, and in reading from an 8 to an 8.5? It's because she took the 3 keys of IELTS success system. She knew exactly what to expect, and she was able to relax on test day because she was prepared with strategies that actually work. If you want to do the same, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And the second one, Jessica, what would be the next thing that we tend to do wrong?
Yeah. So, well, that was actually 1 and 2. So one is like misreading the task 2 question. Number 2 is not reading at all small words in task 1. And then number 3, and this is a feature of not only writing, but speaking as well. When we're nervous, we repeat ourselves. Repeat words. And it's not just like repeating specific words. It's also repeating ideas. And I see that a lot in student writing. Maybe they're like so nervous, they simply can't think of more ideas. Or, right? They're like, oh, I'm not sure I said that right. Or this is important. I have to make sure I say it again. Or like, I can't think of anything else. Ah! And so they just end up repeating themselves, or like taking words from the test question and repeating those words because you don't have confidence in yourself to paraphrase, or you simply forget to paraphrase. So, guys, if you repeat yourselves too many times, exactly, it could bring your vocab score down to a 5 because it looks like you don't have enough vocabulary to express yourself.
Yeah. And I love how in our course, we have your system, Jessica, that you've come up with when it comes to writing does build that in. It allows you to go back and check the vocabulary words, cross it out, find something new to increase that vocabulary score. Isn't that right?
Yes. You are trained to not do this on test day. So this third step of the writing process, the proofreading, I tell you exactly what to look for when you're proofreading, because other teachers are just like, just proofread for 5 minutes and correct yourself. Okay. But there's like 1,000 things to think about when you're proofreading. So I give you 3 things to look for, and we practice that by itself. You practice proofreading by itself. So, you know, every skill is separated, practiced by itself, and then brought together as a whole when you do, you know, like the test practice. So, yeah, exactly. That is one of the things you have to proofread for, is repetition.
Love that. Okay. So we want to watch out for that. Expect that to happen, guys. If you're feeling nervous, that's one thing that's likely to happen. And the third thing, Jessica, was to fall back on myths, right?
So, yeah. So that's number 4.
Oh, 4th. Sorry. I'm all screwed up with my numbering here. The next thing.
Oh, that's so funny. So the next item. Yeah. Falling back on myths. So most likely, guys, you've been studying writing longer than you've been studying IELTS, right? So these elementary lessons, these fundamentals that maybe you learned in a university course or an academic writing course or even in a general ESL class, this isn't always true for IELTS.
No.
IELTS is unique. So, for example, maybe an academic writing teacher told you to never use I in your writing. That's true in academic writing. It's not true for IELTS. So, I think also when we're nervous, that's when we lose confidence. That's when we stop trusting ideas that maybe are newer than older ideas, right? So maybe you're falling back on these things that you learned 5 years ago because what you studied last month is too new, and you're like, I don't know. And so then you start like using these rules that are just going to actually decrease your score in very real ways.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And one of the ways we can stay away from this is, again, by taking advice. We don't want to be taking advice from people who group TOEFL and IELTS together. This week, I saw a random teacher on Facebook announcing a video or a product that gave you speaking tips on both TOEFL and IELTS. But how does that make any sense? That's a red flag, right? It's a red flag because you know immediately if someone's grouping TOEFL and IELTS together and assuming that the same tips are going to come from both tests, You know that they don't know either test.
Exactly. Okay. It's literally impossible to have the in-depth knowledge of both tests. And furthermore, being able to combine those into like similar, the same tips, like that doesn't, they're different tests, you guys. Completely different tests. I think some of the strategies for listening and reading might cross over, but even then, it's only like in the first part. Okay. There are so many differences between TOEFL and IELTS. I mean, one of our friends, Jamie, she runs the English Success Academy. She does TOEFL. You know, she has spent years and years and years developing that knowledge. And she would never say that she can also teach IELTS. That's why she sends students to us if they want IELTS and not TOEFL. Same with us. I've been doing IELTS for 12 years now, and I would never try and teach TOEFL. I send them to Jamie. Exactly. I mean, we're honest.
Whereas we get these general English teachers who really what they're doing is they're taking their academic background, which is neither TOEFL nor IELTS, and they're grouping it together and they're saying, hey guys, these tips work for IELTS and TOEFL. That is a big red flag, guys. And it makes me mad because that means we're going to have to, those students aren't going to go do well, and then they're going to come to us and we're going to have to undo everything they've learned. And start from the beginning.
And that undoing is difficult because, again, it's like that, like, what do I trust? Like, what information is true? Like, I learned this and now you're telling me it's wrong. And I mean, that's a tough process. Okay. So that's number four, falling back on the incorrect strategies. And number five is, and I mean, this is true for reading as well, right? Not controlling the time. And time is so important. So in our course, we have the three steps you take for writing. And I tell you exactly how much time to spend on those three steps. So I think when students get nervous, they're like, oh my God, I'm not going to have time. And so maybe they skip the brainstorming stage and they dive right into, you know, just writing the introduction.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't brainstorm, if you don't plan, your essay is going to be disorganized extremely. And it might go off topic as well because you simply didn't take the time to think about it. And then on the other end, if you don't leave time for checking your work, your vocab and grammar scores will not be the highest that they can be. So you need to follow the strategies, the system, and you need to practice timing for a couple weeks before exam day.
Right. You need to know what that specific amount of time feels like, right? Yeah. What does 2 minutes feel like? What does 5 minutes feel like? What does it feel like inside your mind?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's not easy, guys. I mean, we make it as easy as we can. We give you all the information you need to do well, all the information you need to feel confident to not be in danger of these nerves and this anxiety. But it is your responsibility to take over that information, to internalize that information and trust it and practice it and be able to use it confidently on exam day.
There you go. And that is what we give you guys in our course. We'll give you the three-step system. We'll show you how to do it. You'll get plenty of practice with it on all different types of essays so that you will feel truly prepared. That's the only way to walk into the test and be unwavered, right? Not be able, not be falling to the ground, not be kind of caving into this pressure and this anxiety so you can walk out of there with your seven or higher, guys, and move on.
I mean, if you listen to some of our recent episodes with students, the people that do well, the people that get the sevens, the eights, the nines, they're trusting our strategies. They can't speak highly enough about what they learned in the course and how it helped them. But that's just half of it, you guys. The other half is their determination, their motivation, how much time they spend in the course, developing their overall English. I mean, it's incredible. If you just listen to just one of those episodes, you will be inspired to also put in the same level of effort.
Yeah, love that. And you can get all of those episodes, guys, at our blog at IELTS.allearsenglish.com and just go through the archives. They're all in there. I think we have at least, what, 20, 25 of them now at this point. Probably, Jessica. Oh, probably. Jessica.
Yeah. No, yeah. There have been tons.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're ready to get into the course, guys, go straight to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. On that page, you can read the testimonials and you can see the scores that people have gotten after going through our system. Guys, don't waste your time with other courses or just looking around online for free materials. Just get straight into the system.
Exactly. Cool. It's all there. Everything you need is there.
It's there.
Including the anti-anxiety. And yes, guys, you got just a taste today. And these are real things that are helping you, right? Yeah. So you can see we know what we're talking about.
Right, because we're not trying to talk about TOEFL at the same time.
I know.
All right. Very cool. Jessica, this has been good, and we'll see you back here next week.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Thanks for hanging out.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.